Morning, it's January 19, the day when our longest-serving Prime Minister resigned from the top job. In two stints as PM, Sir Robert Menzies served for 18 years, calling it quits on this day in 1966.
I went to Government House, told the Governor-General that I was resigning. I produced the document in such English as I could command.
Birthdays, Michael Crawford is 76 today. For years, he was best known as the bumbling Frank Spencer on Some Mothers Do Have 'Em.
I've had enough trouble with Cleopatra. Last week, I caught her scratching a wallpaper over there. And when I told her to stop, she did a whoopsie in my barrow.
He put that behind him when he starred in Phantom of the Opera. From that to this.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
The great Dolly Parton turns 72 today.
Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Katie Sagal celebrates her 64th birthday. She was in the TV show Eight Simple Rules and was the voice of Leela in Futurama, but will always be remembered for her role on Married with Children.
I don't want to be alone. You don't love me.
I've already ruined my whole life. May as well ruin my death.
And while the Australian Open's in full swing, one of tennis's greats, Stefan Edberg, is 52. He won the Oz Open in 1985 and 1987.
40-50.
The power of this young Swede when he's playing well is remarkable to watch.
Finally, Johnny O'Keefe was born on this day. The legendary Australian rocker was born in 1935 and died at just 43. There's some of the things we're remembering on January 19.